The topics and opinions expressed in the following show are solely those of the hosts and their guests and not those of W4CY Radio, its employees, or affiliates. We make no recommendations or endorsements for radio show programs, services, or products mentioned on air or on our web. No liability, explicit or implied, shall be extended to W4CY Radio or its employees or affiliates. Any questions or comments should be directed to those show hosts. Thank you for choosing W4CY Radio.
Get ready for Let's Just Talk with Katherine Riker, sponsored by Backwell, Dan Perkins, Mandel Brown Plastic Surgery, Next Stage, IDI Dentistry, iMarketing, A Private Place Reflexology, Inbalance Body Therapy, Paolo, a Modern Jeweler, Songs and Stories for Soldiers, and Ultimate Air Shuttle on W4CY.
Hi, this is Katherine Riker of Let's Just Talk Radio and Television. You know, May is Stroke Awareness Month, and it's the country's highest death rates from strokes are in America. And it amazes me that more people don't understand strokes and what, you know, how to be alerted to them. You know, there are many types of strokes, and we have with us today Dr. Paul Singh, who will talk to us about all the different types of strokes there are. And we also have with us today retired Colonel Patrick Johnson, who never saw a stroke coming, never thought it would ever happen to him. So why, you know, it's so important to know how to look for the signs. So Dr. Singh, I want to ask you why, you know, knowing the signs is so important for everyone. And what is a stroke? Before I talk to Mr. Johnson.
Sure. Katherine, these are excellent questions. And your last part of that question was, what actually is a stroke? So I'm going to start with that. A stroke comes in a couple different varieties. You have bleeding strokes and you have non-bleeding strokes. But the majority of strokes that we see in this country are the non-bleeding stroke, also defined as an ischemic stroke. The take-home message from what it is, actually, is a lack of blood flow to a certain area of the brain. And this lack of blood flow leads to a lack of neurological function. So this is what we actually see when somebody is having a stroke. And it's being wary of what these actual signs and symptoms are that you were referring to. The easy way for us to remember what these signs and symptoms are through an acronym. We use an acronym FAST, F-A-S-T. This stands for facial drooping. So we look to see if there's weakness on one side of the face or if somebody's not moving part of their face well. The A stands for arm. So if there's weakness in one arm, this could be a subtle sign of a stroke. It could also be somebody not moving their arm at all. The S stands for speech. Somebody with a stroke may have garbled speech. They might have difficulty getting the words out or not speaking at all. And those three symptoms, one of those three symptoms are present in approximately 90% of all strokes. Now, the T in this acronym is one of the most important parts. It stands for time. And what it means is that stroke therapies are extremely time sensitive. The faster you can get the therapies, the better patients do.
Now, I want to ask, and I want to thank you both for your service, but I want to thank retired Colonel Patrick Johnson for his service, especially when we celebrate Memorial Day weekend this weekend. But if you don't mind me calling you Colonel Johnson, tell us what happened on the day you suffered your stroke.
Well, it was a typical day of work that day. I ran at lunch. I came home for dinner with my wife, who's a nurse. I happened to be visited by my son, who's also a nurse that day. We went to bed that evening. I happened to wake up at 3:25 a.m. to go to the bathroom. I tend to look at the clock, which is important because of, I needed to know what time I had the stroke. But when I laid back down, my wife said, cuddle me. And in my garbled speech, I said, I can't move. She turned on the light and looked at me and said, smile. And she could tell that one side of my face had drooped. She dialed 911 right away, knowing that I was having a stroke. 2 days before that, I had my reserve weekend at Patrick Air Force Base, Florida, and I took my Air Force physical fitness test and scored a 93 on that test, which is excellent. I'm a runner and a vegetarian, and do not consider myself a stroke candidate, but that didn't matter to Kathy. She knew I was having a stroke and dialed 911 immediately.
So you're on this earth thanks to her and your quick thinking, correct?
Yeah, I owe a lot to Kathy, absolutely.
For sure. Dr. Singh, why is it so important to call 911 at the first sign of a stroke?
Catherine, we often teach to not only our patients, but also to the public, that time is brain. For every minute that goes by when you're having a stroke without opening up a blood vessel in the brain, you're losing brain tissue. Brain tissue is dying during that time. So the sooner you can get to a hospital, get these urgent therapies, the better it is for your outcome. So we always say, call 911 as soon as you see one of these symptoms that we described before. Get to an emergency room. Get those life-saving, stroke-saving therapies.
And, you know, what are some of the major risk factors for a stroke? And I've got three people right now that have had strokes that are friends of mine and have had many strokes besides a regular stroke. And so that's the reason why I think it's so important to understand what it is, because the people around you need to know as well.
That's right.
To see the symptoms, if they're not nurses or doctors, right?
That's right. That's very true. And this is why, you know, we need to know what those early signs and symptoms are. You know, one thing to take home as well is that even outside of risk factors, anybody can have a stroke. And Colonel Johnson is a glowing example of that, that he didn't have any known risk factors at the time. But it really is indiscriminate. It can affect children. It can affect middle-aged. It can affect the elderly, though we know that it can happen in older age more frequently. It is also very good for us to know what typical risk factors are, and those risk factors are high blood pressure, high cholesterol, diabetes, and smoking. And if you have some of these risk factors, you're actually at higher risk for stroke.
And I want to ask Mr. Johnson, what was your recovery like?
Well, my stroke was severe, but I was able to get to the emergency department fairly quickly. I was able to get the therapy within the time frame, and I was in the intensive care for about a day and a half. I was only in the hospital for 4 days. I got back to work really 7 days after the stroke, which is a little bit too quick. I had a pacemaker implanted soon thereafter, and I was running 2 months after the stroke. In some regards, it was like the stroke didn't happen, but believe me, I know every day that I had a stroke.
How long ago was it, Colonel?
It was January of 2013.
Wow. Have you had any since then?
No, I had a few seizures in 2013, late 2013 and early 2014.
Wow. So, Doctor, can you tell us about a stroke belt, and why is the incidence of stroke higher in these states?
So, Catherine, the stroke belt, for those of you who have not heard of it, is essentially 8 or 9 states that are in the southern United States, essentially south of the Mason-Dixon line. And before I describe why it has more stroke, I'm going to come back to those risk factors. Remember, they were high blood pressure, high cholesterol, diabetes, and smoking. Well, I grew up in the South, and trust me, I love the food in the South. But the that food is actually a lot of fat is in that diet. There's a lot of sodium in that diet, and that adds to those risk factors. There's a higher prevalence of high blood pressure and diabetes and hypercholesterolemia there. Also, the lifestyle is not as robust and vigorous, so that you're not as active. And all these things put patients at risk for having a stroke. So that area of the country, because those risk factors are more prevalent, there's more stroke.
So would you tell me what the states are so that we know?
So I can essentially say on the map there's a variation as far as the prevalence between those states. But north of Florida, Florida is not included in that stroke belt. But we're talking about Georgia, North Carolina, South Carolina, Arkansas, I believe Oklahoma and Kansas are also in there as well.
Wow, That's unbelievable. And, you know, if you do have high blood pressure, you know, that's one of the signs. And also, is weight a sign of it?
Yes. So weight kind of encompasses a lot of those risk factors. And there's a lot of colloquial syndromes that are associated with that, such as syndrome X or metabolic syndrome. And obesity definitely ties into this. So obesity puts you at higher risk for stroke, not just with those risk factors, but additional risk factors that we could also discuss.
Now, can you tell me also, Colonel Johnson, how has your life changed since you were affected by stroke? And it sounds like you're out there really trying to educate people as a former stroke patient.
Well, when something like this happens, it makes you look at your own mortality. That was the first thing. I will say that I'm certainly grateful to my wife and to medical science for making me as functional as I am, for sure. But in many ways, as I said, it's almost like the stroke didn't happen. I'm still a full-time worker. I'm a public health director in Western North Carolina. But I do tell my stroke story. We do have a stroke support group that I'm forming in Western North Carolina. It's important to teach stroke awareness, and I'm doing what I can do to do that. But what I can do in my home community.
And what's your advice to others?
Well, first and foremost is to understand the acronym FAST and to understand the symptoms of stroke. You know, my stroke was painless. People sometimes think it's supposed to be painful. I sometimes tell the story of a gentleman I've read about who had a stroke on an airplane and people thought he was drunk. So recognize the symptoms of stroke with the face, arms, speech, and to get help right away. That's number one. But also for all of us, that we should work to get healthy. Getting healthy with exercise and diet improves your chances of a positive outcome if, for whatever reason, you have some kind of bad health event in your own life, no matter what it is.
And, Doctor, what is your advice to people and to, you know, men tend to, if their wives really figure it out, but women are not as great, and women are really at risk with stroke as well, right?
That's right. Like I said before, stroke does not discriminate between men and women. It definitely affects women very frequently as well. And my take-home message is exactly what Dr. Johnson or Colonel Johnson was saying, is really in this day and age being fully cognizant of what the signs and symptoms are early and that there are therapies that we can administer to help patients recover better from stroke as he has. You need to call 911 as soon as you suspect these symptoms. It's great if you have family around, but if you don't have family around and you're a bystander and you see somebody, like on the plane, you still need to call 911 or talk to a professional so that you can get to an emergency room.
Where can people go to learn more about strokes, Doctor?
They can go to a pretty easy-to-remember website. It's strokecall911.com, and they can get more information there.
Hope you get those T-shirts out that say FAST on them.
we do have those. We'll have to send you one, Catherine.
That's a good idea.
That's a good idea because guess what? I run into people all the time. You never know, right? And it was a pleasure having you. Thank you for both of you for your service and what you're doing to make stroke awareness this month and every month important to people, no matter how old or young you are. And thank you both again.
Thank you for allowing us to have a venue to get this information out.
Thank you, Catherine.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And we'll be right back after these very important messages. Thank you so much.
Catherine will be right back. You're listening to Let's Just Talk on W4CY.
Battlefield Earth by L. Ron Hubbard is once again on the top publisher's weekly bestsellers list. Originally published in 1982, this super science fiction story predates Star Wars and Star Trek. and takes you on a wild ride beginning in 1977 and plummeting forward to the year 3000. With a backstory that will rock your imagination, you will meet characters that come alive as they fight for humans and all that we stand for. Rising out of a scorched earth, which is headed towards total extinction of both humankind and natural resources, Johnny Goodboy Tyler leads a remnant to fight an epic battle. Will they win? Its climatic ending will keep you on the edge of your seat. It's a book for all seasons and all generations to read and enjoy. Battlefield Earth has been relaunched by popular demand and is available in bookstores, on Amazon and Galaxy Press, in electronic or printed versions, and with an audio version read by 67 characters and 150,000 sounds. Battlefield Earth, a saga of the year 3000, will come to life in your home. Great holiday gift recommended for ages 13 and above. For more information, go to www.galaxypress.com. Are you or someone you love living with chronic kidney disease or on dialysis? NxStage may be able to help you live a healthier, longer life with more frequent home hemodialysis. Home hemodialysis is a different way of doing hemodialysis. Instead of going to a dialysis center, home hemodialysis with NxStage System 1 is performed in the comfort of your own home. The System 1 offers flexible therapy options, including performing your treatments during the day or at night while you sleep, allowing you to spend your day your way. Talk to your doctor to see if home hemodialysis is right for you, or call one of our patient consultants to learn more about your treatment options at 888-200-6456. The NxStage System 1 is a prescription device. All forms of hemodialysis, including treatments performed in-center and at home, involve some risk. In addition, there are certain risks unique to treatment in the home environment and specific to nocturnal use. Patients differ, and not everyone will experience the reported benefits of more frequent home hemodialysis. Call 888-200-6456.
Love cooking, baking, and working in the kitchen, home, or garden? Have you ever realized two hands just aren't enough? You need Bagwell, the sealable bag holder. Bagwell is like having an extra set of hands when pouring, scooping, storing, or packing anything from leftovers to Legos. This incredible four-pronged bag holder keeps your sealable bag open so you can fill it with your need. Then close the bag and you are ready to go. I keep one in my kitchen, hobby room, and kids' room. Check out Bagwell at www.thebagwell.com.
Dan Perkins recently completed the third book of his series, The Brotherhood of the Red Nile, America Responds. Books 1 and 2, A Terrorist's Perspective and America Rebuilds, grabbed our attention and readers explored the scenario that could be pulled from today's news. While becoming involved with his lovable and hateable characters, Perkins weaves us through the ups and downs of what could be a true story. Never before has a writer so thoroughly engrossed us in his masterful words while making us realize the need to be diligent about the state of our country. For hours of reading pleasure, check out www.danperkins.com or get his books online at amazon.com.
We're back. You're listening to Let's Just Talk with Catherine Raker on W4CY.
Hi, this is Catherine Raker of Let's Just Talk, and today's guest is Dave Richardson. He is an author, and he also is the president of the Assumptions Institute. His book, I'm the author, he says, of Transparent, How to See Through the Powerful Assumptions That Control You. Being the president of the Assumptions Institute, which is an educational organization that helps individuals and groups find God and engage with Him in their areas of interest, expertise, and leadership. They do that with resources and strategies that use the power of assumptions to discover what is true and align our public lives with that truth. He also has his own blog that focuses on seeing through the things in our daily lives using the power of assumptions. So this blog is Transparent Territory. I like the word transparent. Everybody uses it. And I want to welcome you to our show, Dave. Thank you for joining us. You're welcome. When you say transparent, you mean you can see through it. Is that correct?
Yes. Yes.
How do you see through the powerful assumptions that control you? Tell me where you came up with the title of the book and a little bit about your background.
Sure. Well, I've been working for a number of decades on college campuses, mm-hmm. working with college professors.
Right.
And that's kind of a unique calling. And one of the things that I've tried to do working with professors who happen to be Christians in major universities is to help them connect a uniquely Christian understanding of what they do in their professional lives. And that has not always been an easy thing to do. They understand Christian ethics, but how does God contribute to knowledge in, say, electrical engineering or in economics or in business or any of a number of the various fields that professors teach in? That's been a difficult thing for them to grasp, and I've been looking for a simple transferable way to help them make those connections. It took me over 20 years to figure this out. What I discovered is that at the level of their assumptions, that's where those connections are made. There are a lot of assumptions that operate behind the ideas that are taught in a classroom, but there's also assumptions that operate behind the ideas that are communicated in the media and in the culture. And all of those things are very powerful because they are the things we don't talk about. They're the things that we just assume. And they are the things that literally drive everything that we say, do, and think. What I wanted to do is help these Christians make the connections of their faith to what they teach. And assumptions allows me to do that because when you immediately look at, you know, I'd have professors say, well, what does God have to do with a chemical equation? You know, they're a chemist. They understand they're a nice person because they're a Christian, but how does God contribute to knowledge in chemistry? Because chemistry is not in the Bible. So to help them see through the things that are up front to what is behind that, that may be true, maybe not, that matches the actual world that we live in. And if it's true that there's a God who made everything, then he would have something to say about it. And so this whole thing about assumptions is something that I've studied for a long time because that's the thing that allows me to make those connections. Mm-hmm. The things that most professors teach in the universities actually isn't true, doesn't work, and doesn't match the actual world that we live in. So consequently, they don't match who God is and the truth of his word. How do I help a professor discern those things at the level of their assumptions? That's where the connections are made. So that's why I've been pursuing assumptions in general. That's eventually why I ended up creating the Assumptions Institute a couple of years ago. Mm-hmm. And I've actually developed a specific tool that I call the Critical Assumptions Test that helps me evaluate whether it's a professor's curriculum or whether it's a TV show or a movie, whether it's a lecture or just a conversation with a friend. I can tell where that person's coming from, not based on the message itself, but the deeper assumptions that are underneath the message. And if I can detect those, if the assumptions are true, anything built on those assumptions are true. But if the assumptions are false, I don't care what the message is. Anything built on faulty assumptions is false.
My question is, and this is weird, okay?
Sure.
What's happening in our colleges today is scary.
Yes.
I can't understand where we've gone wrong, and I can't understand not having free speech.
Yes.
And I am so shocked at the heads of universities that are not allowing speakers to speak and have free speech, and they have allowed the students to take over the colleges. And I don't understand why parents aren't doing something about it, that these children are getting most of their monies from their parents.
Yes.
And the state. And why do they have the right to cause all the turmoil and the mess that they're causing in our universities here in the United States? It's scary. Are these professors doing anything about it with their students?
Up until recently, no. Because what happens with most Christians is that they have a double life that they lead. They have a faith that's meaningful in their personal lives, mm-hmm. in their family relationships, those kinds of things. But how that relates to real world things like what goes on in the university or in the rest of the culture, they really don't have an understanding how to make those connections. So those worlds seldom overlap. And what happens actually is what I've discovered with many Christian professors that are in their private lives, Bible believing, are active in their church and community, but they don't understand how that connects to what they do in their professional lives. And so, in fact, they oftentimes do exactly the opposite when it comes to time for them to go to the classroom, in the laboratory, and do their teaching and research. They actually teach and research the same way as the atheists do, oddly enough. So it's not just that the problem with the world are people that don't understand who God is and don't understand who Jesus Christ is, but the Christians really don't either when it comes to real-world things. What's happened in the university is a faulty set of assumptions that has embedded itself into academia, but also the rest of the culture, mm-hmm. that are patently false. And what I mean by that is, as a Christian, I understand that there is a God, and I understand that there's a creation. And those two worlds are not the same thing. They're two different realities that are in relationship to each other, but you can tell them apart. God is not the universe, and the universe is not God. You know, there's a difference between the two, and there's a very different way of thinking that's on the college campus today. It is the notion that there is an ideal person, an ideal human society, and the belief that that ideal world can be built. It's that humans may have flaws and faults, but we see how we can fix them. And so these enlightened visionary idealists can see how to fix humanity. And so with their enlightened guidance and then everybody working together, we can engineer a new world. You see this all the time anymore, mm-hmm. is the whole notion that ideals are real. Ideal humans, ideal human society, and that we can engineer that. We can make a better world. We can make better people. We can fix the problems in the world. And if that's the case, then there is only one acceptable way of thinking. Mm-hmm. That acceptable way of thinking is whatever achieves that ideal. Mm-hmm. And so any other voice that differs from that has to be silent. It has to be marginalized. It either has to be put in the corner where it can't be heard, or it needs to be eliminated one way or another. That's how you get this this militant movement that is against free speech and mm-hmm. does not want a marketplace of ideas. Because mm-hmm. for them, there is no marketplace. There's only one acceptable way of thinking, only one acceptable way of looking at the world, and that is whatever is going to help us create this better world that these visionaries in the university invention.
I used to live in California, so I know California's system. And I'm seeing
it. I used to live there too.
Yeah, and I'm seeing this inbred in all these different universities, and I'm thinking to myself, what are you, sheep? And when are the professors going to stand up and say, enough is enough? It doesn't matter if it doesn't matter if you're Jewish, if you're Catholic, if you're Christian. This is just ridiculous. I mean, they're ruining property. They're causing turmoil. They're not accepting anything. And the way I look at it, Dave, you don't need to be in college. You need to be somewhere else. You need another world somewhere. because why should I pay my taxpayers' dollars to for some of these universities to educate you if this is what you're going to do? Sure. Are you going to hide your talents? Are you going to bury your head? Are you putting, you know, and I'm not trying to get political here, but a lot of these people wear masks and everything else, and they scare and they frighten other students. Why are they allowed to do that? Because they assume primarily, that they're right?
Yes. When you think that ideals are real and you think that an ideal human society can be built, then your definition of what is good, what is ethical, is whatever will achieve that ideal. And so anything can be justified in the name of it. Mm-hmm. And so whether it's doing something that is kind and nice to somebody or something that is terroristic and totalitarian, whatever is going to get us there is the definition of what's good in their mind.
Right.
So when they're doing something that is rioting, mm-hmm, or protesting or, mm-hmm, any of those kinds of things, that's considered a good thing in their mind.
Well, then we need to get, what we need to do is get rid of those administrators that are allowing this to happen because they're frightened. They're frightened that they're going to lose students or they're going to lose whatever. And on that note, we need to take a short break. And where can we get your book? Where can we get your book?
The book is available at thetransparentbook.com.
And we'll be right back with Dave Richardson right after these messages on Catherine Raker's Let's Just Talk.
Catherine will be right back. You're listening to Let's Just Talk on W4CY.
iMarketing.com provides easily editable websites to small business owners. And if they don't want to make the changes to the site themselves, they can simply email their changes to iMarketing.com and they'll take care of it at no additional cost. Websites cost only $795, and hosting, which includes all maintenance to the website, is only $39.95 a month. iMarketing.com is also a Google certified partner, which means you'll get your website listed on over 1,000 search engines across the internet very quickly. iMarketing.com works with Google daily to create campaigns and to optimize them. Let iMarketing.com help you get your share of the web by calling 513-942-7869, or you can email iMarketing.com at sales@imktg.com today.
Little children aren't the only ones afraid of the dark. Millions of soldiers return from war zones with PTSD, traumatic brain injury, anger, frustration, fear, and loneliness, much of which surfaces during the darkness of night. You have the chance to change the lives of these American heroes. Songs and Stories for Soldiers was created to serve veterans who deal with the lack of sleep due to their injuries. Songs and Stories for Soldiers.us provides a free MP3 player for these men and women. With a list of 3 million songs in 16 different styles, 100,000 audiobooks, and 30,000 old-time radio programs, every veteran can find something to soothe and comfort them at no cost. All our players contain an 8-hour audio program designed to help veterans fall asleep. With 1,500-plus vets now participating, it's our goal to deliver 10,000 audio players this year. To learn how you can help, go to our website at songsandstoriesforsoldiers.us. Help us to help a veteran make it through the night. Are you one of the millions of Americans suffering from PTSD, anger management, addictions, or negative self-image? There is a way to overcome these issues without prescription drugs. Eileen Darden, certified neurointegration, reflexology, and brain health coach, can help you change the way your brain and body interact, exchanging positive thoughts for negative ones. This tried and proven approach could be the answer you're seeking. I did, and I have positive results. You can contact her at a private place today for a new look at an old issue. Call Eileen Darden at 937-681-0184. That's 937-681-0184.
Hey, Karen, did you weigh in this week?
Yeah, I only lost another 0.2 pounds. Even though I was good all week, I feel stuck, but I don't know what to do.
Have you heard about Weight Loss Buddy and their 3-day diet?
No, tell me about it.
It's amazing. Weight Loss Buddy built a program based on the latest scientific research. You get a box of delicious macronutrient foods shipped right to your door. All you have to do is eat what's in the box for 3 days and the results are immediate. You get fasting results without the starvation, it's easier than a juice cleanse, and you'll save time and money not having to plan meals when you do it. Plus, you get access to Weight Loss Buddy's amazing support system and variety of products that'll help you get results.
Sounds great. How do I try it?
Sign up today by visiting weightlossbuddy.com and get $20 off plus a $39 premium membership absolutely free when you use the code radio at checkout. Go to weightlossbuddy.com to take advantage of this special offer.
We're back. You're listening to Let's Just Talk with Catherine Raker on W4CY.
We're back on Catherine Raker's Let's Just Talk with Dave Richardson. And I didn't mean to get into a political situation, but I was a teacher, so you can understand my shock and dismay of what's happened to the educational system in our country. And I don't understand in my mind how this can happen. I mean, we have got to be the laughingstock of the world as far as our universities are concerned, especially the ones that like Berkeley or a lot of these other colleges, you know, that are allowing this to happen. I think you need to have stronger administrators, and I think you have to have actual sit-down talk with parents, because I watch this and I think to myself, it's so wrong what's going on. They think it's so right, and they want to intimidate people to make it right, and I have a real problem with that.
Sure. So, I do too.
Right.
These guys think that this utopian society where there is a perfected human race living in peace and harmony together is actually achievable. And, you know, administrators, yes, it would be nice if they would stand up to this. But my experience with college and university administrators is that they are actually in sympathy with the protesters. They just differ on the way to get to the ideal.
Mm-hmm.
But they think that it's possible to build that better world, too.
Mm-hmm. I wish they'd go. You know, I was very fortunate that I lived overseas in different countries. I would like to see them go live there. And seriously, for a couple of years. And then tell
I've
me.
I've had the privilege of traveling to over 40 countries. And I went to the Soviet Union twice when it was the Soviet Union. I spent an entire summer there in 1983.
Mm-hmm.
I know what it looks like. I've seen it firsthand. I know where this leads.
Mm-hmm. And I used to live in Turkey. Look what's happened to Turkey.
Yeah.
And see, that's
it. Well, the interesting thing about Turkey is that what's going on there is actually something very similar.
Mm-hmm.
But there it is a kind of spiritual idealism.
Mm-hmm.
When radical Islam takes a hold in society, the thing that they're driving at is the same thing as the progressives.
Mm-hmm.
For the Muslims, it is the ideal is not the ideal human and ideal human society in a secular sense, but it is in a religious sense. It's the world caliphate.
Mm-hmm.
And it's when everybody is living in the caliphate, submitted to Allah, whether you're a true believer or not, at least you're submitted. You're conformed to that ideal society. That's when peace and harmony can come.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it's interesting because radical Muslims and radical progressives always seem to be on the same team together, even though on the surface they seem to be total opposites of each other, radical secularists and radical religionists. But the reason that they're on the same team is they're the same kind of assumer. They're both idealists. They just differ on the way to get to that ideal. And so that transformation that you're seeing in Turkey is actually the same set of assumptions, just operating through a religious grid rather than through a secular grid.
That's right. And, you know, it's really sad what it's done to our country. And now we're changing and we're actually accepting religion again, a lot of other things coming back into our forefathers wanted.
Yeah.
Right. And for these people that don't want to adhere to it, go to somewhere else. Go live in a different society. Go live in a different world. If you don't like it here, don't make it miserable for the rest of us. You know, by imposing your utopia idea of what the world should be. You know, it's funny, a lot of these kids that are in college, right, that are enjoying being in school, what if they didn't have that? What if they had to go out and actually find a job and actually work for a living and support a family or their family, just like you and I did? You know, it's a privilege to go to school. It's a privilege. Mm-hmm. And I think that they think that life should be handed to them on a silver platter. I think they should be, a lot of them that have done all this destruction should be in jail, you know? And, you know, I think assumption, I think we assume stuff, but what you're doing is you're actually helping people understand assumptions. Am I correct?
Yes. And when you understand how assumptions work, using my critical assumptions test, and the cool thing about that is it's not just a abstract theological or philosophical thing. It's actually very, very practical. So practical, in fact, I've turned it into a phone app that you can download onto your Android or iOS device, and you can carry it with you wherever you go, so that when you are reading something, whether it's a book or a web page, mm-hmm. or whether you're watching something like a TV show or a movie, or mm-hmm. listening to something like a lecture in a classroom, or something on the radio, or a conversation with a friend, you can actually see through the message using the power of assumptions. And you can carry it with you on your phone, so you can actually use it practically in real time, mm-hmm. because it only takes about 30 seconds to use the app to evaluate a given message. And as you practice that skill, all of a sudden those difficult, complicated messages out there are much clearer. You can see through them. They become transparent because underneath are some simple ideas, the deeper ideas that generate a person's attitudes and beliefs about various different issues and topics, mm-hmm. which is based off of their basic core assumptions. And those things actually are very simple. Something so simple that a middle schooler with a little practice can understand it. High schoolers certainly can. And anybody that's college age and above, it should become a reflex by using the critical assumptions test. Mm-hmm. To be able to develop that discernment skill, that ability to think critically about the news and about the media and about things in academia. You can't even watch the news the same way after you learn how to use the power of assumptions to see through what you're being fed by the media.
Well, you know, after living overseas and listening to commentators and different people, you know, it's really amazing that President Trump said fake news. And, you know, it's really weird. After living overseas and listening and coming back to the United States, he's right. A lot of it is fake news. It's their assumption that you should believe, or their opinion is you should be a sheep following them, not think for yourself. I mean, if you listen to all the different things that are out there right now, and you believed everything you heard, you would just be like those college students, in a sense, because you're not thinking for yourself.
No.
And
in fact, most parents today are really concerned about what's going to happen with their students when they go off to the university. Because when they're sitting in the classroom with Mr. Professor and he tells them this is true or that is true, how do they know whether what he's telling them is straight up or not? Does it match who God is, the truth, and his word or not? Mm-hmm. And most students are totally ill-prepared for their university years. Mm-hmm. And that's one of the reasons why I'm doing what I'm doing, is because I could teach this to a middle schooler in an hour. Their parents can learn it easily, and if they would just simply teach their students this skill, mm-hmm. and they carry it with them on their phone, so that when they don't have mom and dad around to be the filter anymore, and they don't have a local church or anybody else pointing them in another direction, and they're sitting in real-world situations, they can figure it out for themselves, and it's really not that hard.
Mm-hmm. And that's the scary thing, because if they don't know how, then they'll assume, like you said, what they say is true. So where do you go to find your app, and how do you do it? And do you do it for iPhones and iPads?
Yes.
Okay.
Yep. It's available both in the Google Play Store for all Android devices, and then the iTunes App Store for iPhones and iPads. It's available for both kinds of devices. Mm-hmm. If you want to go to thetransparentbook.com, not only the information about the book is there, but also links to get the app is there as well. And of course, you can just look in the iTunes or Google Play App Stores. And just look
it's under the
Assumptions Institute.
It's Assumption.
It'll come up. It's got a little iceberg on it. So you know
Assumption
you've got the right
Institute. Now, I'm going to tell you something. You ready? Okay.
Sure.
I have an app. I think I told you about it. I'm not sure. Go to Let's Just Talk on your search button of your iPhone or your iPad. And it's a free app that will be able to play this radio show. And all of our radio shows are up there for you to listen to for free. And all you have to do is download the app. So I'll do yours, you do mine, and we'll come together again to do another show. How about that?
That sounds great.
Is that done? That's a done deal,
sure.
Huh? Okay. Well, we've run out of time, believe it or not. And I want to see you again. I hope you're coming to the conference here in the Midwest in June. And if so, we'd love to have you here right here in the studio or film you. And we are going to try your Assumptions Institute. And I'm very pleased to have you on my show again.
Catherine, thank you so much. I appreciate the opportunity.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you for taking the time out from your very busy schedule to be on our show. And I hope I wasn't too political today, but I'm just so worried about kids today and what's happening to our world. You know, we just need to bring kids back to reality, I think.
Yeah.
And right? So, and
yes,
that's
absolutely
that's the assumptionsinstitute.com. Is that correct, or is it
.org?
Assumptionsinstitute.org.
.org. 501c3.
Good.
So it's a .org.
And thank you so much
for thetransparentbook.com for the book.
Thetransparentbook.com. Okay, we're going to put those up on our website, and we want to thank you again. And you have a wonderful day, and we'll see you all next week on Catherine Raker's Let's Just Talk.
Hi, this is Catherine Raker of Let's Just Talk. Our expert, Dr. James Butler, is the original smile artist. As one of the most recognized implant and mini implant specialists in Ohio, Dr. Butler at Innovative Dental Implants, or IDI, has perfected the art of dental implants while keeping the price affordable. If you're one of the thousands who need an implant for any reason, Dr. Butler can provide just what you need. He's been on many extreme makeover programs, and he's an expert on Let's Just Talk. When looking for an affordable implant at a fair price, call IDI at 614-529-0062 or visit us at IDISmile.com.
I'm Dr. Mark Mandel Brown. If you're interested in facial rejuvenation, breast augmentation, or a mommy makeover to restore your figure, we're known for natural look cosmetic surgery. Our highly skilled staff perform permanent makeup, facial analysis and skin care, and the non-surgical Venus Legacy to melt fat and tighten skin. Who says you can't have it all?
Mandel Brown Plastic Surgery Center. Who says you can't have it all?
Hey Karen, did you weigh in this week?
Yeah, I only lost another 0.2 pounds. Even though I was good all week. I feel stuck, but I don't know what to do.
Have you heard about Weight Loss Buddy and their 3-day diet?
No. Tell me about it.
It's amazing. Weight Loss Buddy built a program based on the latest scientific research. You get a box of delicious macronutrient foods shipped right to your door. All you have to do is eat what's in the box for 3 days, and the results are immediate. You get fasting results without the starvation, it's easier than a juice cleanse, and you'll save time and money not having to plan meals when you do it. Plus, you get access to Weight Loss Buddy's amazing support system and variety of products that'll help you get results.
Sounds great. How do I try it?
Sign up today by visiting weightlossbuddy.com and get $20 off plus a $39 premium membership absolutely free when you use the code radio at checkout. Go to weightlossbuddy.com to take advantage of this special offer.
You've been listening to Let's Just Talk with Catherine Raker, sponsored by Backwell, Dan Perkins, Mandel Brown Plastic Surgery, Next Stage,
IDI Dentistry, iMarketing, A Private Place, Reflexology, Inbalance Body Therapy, Paulo, a modern jeweler, Songs and Stories for Soldiers, and Ultimate Air Shuttle.
On W4CY.